So many times it happens that someone else's opinion about us impacts us. There are times in our life when we start believing in others than we believe in ourselves. Or rather, we start believing that it's more important to believe in others than believe in ourselves. You know, we have those annoying people. Those people who keep criticizing you and try to show you that they know it all and you don't. They are amazing and you aren't. And you will only survive if you take their point of view, their advice in consideration. They could be friends, they could be colleagues, they could be family, or they could be just frenemies. Who are frenemies? Frenemies are those people who try to tell you that they are your friends, but they will constantly make sure they dull your sparkle. They might even tell you, I'm telling this because I'm concerned about you. Or they might be just strangers who just are having a bad day and dumping their emotions on you. A lot of people ask me queries and they often speak about criticism, people being mean to them. And they believe that the only way to get out of this is by feeling bad about this, talking to a friend and not getting anything out of it. I meet so many people who say that there is a lot of negativity around me. And when I ask them, what do you mean by there is negativity around them? They simply say that there are people who are constantly trying to tell me that the world is not as good as you believe, or you will never be successful at you doing something. They crush my dreams. They make me believe that good things are not possible. And because of them, I often feel lost in this world. If you are someone who is going through all of this, you haven't discovered this podcast by fluke. It's something you were meant to hear. Hi, this is Ashwini Chube, Access Consciousness Bars facilitator, life transformation coach, Reiki master, and I welcome you once again to the Unicorn Podcast. If you have been listening to my podcast, this is something which I often talk about, the pragmatic tools of Access Consciousness. Pragmatic because they work. Tools because they help you get empowered and to access the power within you. They have changed my life. And since the last 5 years, I've been facilitating these amazing Access Consciousness classes with so many powerful souls, powerful beings who have created a paradigm shift in their life. And in today's topic on this Unicorn Podcast, we are going to talk about how to be you, how to be the sparkling diamond which you are in a world full of stones who believe that they are better than you. So let me tell you, everyone is unique. Everyone is a diamond. You are a diamond too. The people who are criticizing you are either doing it out of anti-consciousness or they are doing because they are unconscious. What is the difference? Consciousness is the ability to be aware of everything and not judge anything, which means in awareness of everything and in judgment of nothing. When someone is not conscious, or what I call as unconscious, they have given away their awareness. And when someone is anti-conscious, they are choosing not to choose consciousness and instead going on the path deliberately of not choosing the world as a better place. a lot of times when destruction is an agenda, a hidden agenda, it is anti-consciousness. But when there is no agenda and the person is sleepwalking through life, it is unconsciousness. But we are not going in either places, nor are we going to be in judgment of someone who is unconscious or anti-conscious, because that's the choice they are making. If we are going to judge, we are not going to go beyond that. Our idea is to be in absolute awareness of unconscious and anti-conscious people around you, to be in awareness, not in the judgment, and make sure that you use that judgment to your advantage. How do you make judgment to your advantage? Make their judgment as an interesting point of view they have about you. What do you mean by interesting point of view? Every person on this earth is entitled to have a point of view. But you are not going to make their point of view about you real. I repeat again. You are not going to make their point of view about you real. Polarity is highly destructive. Let me explain you with an example. And I always use this example when I take my first Access Bars class. And I've been facilitating these classes for the 5 years. And all my participants have loved this example. So imagine you're wearing this really amazing sparkly t-shirt which you loved and which you bought, and you wear it and you are in the best of your mood, and you step out of your house and you meet someone who says, "Oops, that t-shirt is so ugly, you look so ugly in it, why are you wearing that?" Now most people react to it in two ways. They either agree and align to the person and feel bad about it, which means they feel, "Oh my god, is the t-shirt really looking bad on me?" Which means they make their opinion about you real. They feel bad, they probably never wear that t-shirt again and feel that they shouldn't be wearing this sparkly thing. The other polarity of this is they reject and react to it. They get into a fight or an argument and they tell the person that, "You can't talk to me like this. I'm going to wear this t-shirt, it's my life, I'm going to do this," and blah blah blah. And both of these situations create either a positive or a negative polarity about everything that's going on. But what if you look at that person, give a smile, say thank you, and walk away, and in your head say it, "Interesting point of view, they have this point of view." What if they do it 10 times? What if you do it 10 times, 100 times? Don't say it loudly to them. Just say it in your head. 10 times, 100 times, till you feel the charge about this criticism melt away. And if you do that, you will see that the energy of the criticism vanishes. And you have an awesome rocking day where you actually own the energy, the power of wearing that amazingly sparkly t-shirt, which is so beautiful, and it's more beautiful because you love it and you've got it. We live in a world where everyone will have an opinion. Also, you can't please everyone. And in fact, the only person you need to please is yourself. There is a trap here. You will be gaslighted and brainwashed by a lot of people for being selfish if you just take care of yourself. I am deliberately use the words brainwashed and gaslighted, because you can't pour from an empty cup. If you are going to feel good, if you are going to take care of yourself, only then you are going to make the world a better place. But if you're wanting to please everyone, you will get exhausted, you will get burnt out. You will deplete all the energy you have. When you meet difficult people who keep criticizing you, who keep putting you down, the only thing you could do is to have an interesting point of view about them. You see, everyone looks at the world from their way. If you live in the west, you see the sunsetting at the sea. If you live in the east, what I mean to say here is the east, if you have the eastern part of your house as a seashore, you will see the sun rising from the east. And if you live in the western part where you have a shore on your west, you will see the sun setting in the sea. Imagine if two people who are not in allowance of each other's opinion, one lives maybe where there is the sun on the east coast, and he or she meets someone who lives on the west coast. They both will keep fighting about the sun rises in the sea and the sun sets in the sea, because they both are looking at the world from a different perspective, and that will create arguments, criticism and judgments. But what if everyone has an interesting point of view about everything? So next time someone criticizes you, makes you feel bad about yourself, or tells you are not good enough, go in your head and say, interesting point of view, they have that point of view. Say it 10 times, 100 times. Say it 1 day, 2 day, 10 days, maybe 60 days. And one fine day, that criticism goes. And you are more free than ever. Well, if it still doesn't go, get your bars run. You can book that by booking a bars session on my website, or if you don't live in my city, you could find a bars facilitator or a bars practitioner in your city and get your bars run. Bars are access bars, 32 points on your head. We are not going there in detail today. All I want to say is use these pragmatic tools because they work and because they can create a big shift in your life. Did you hear the sound of firecrackers in the background? The beautiful festival of Diwali, the festival of lights, is here in India. And I'm having absolute fun savoring the delicacies, spending time with family and friends, dressing up in traditional outfits and making the best of my time. I wish you and your family a very happy Diwali, a very prosperous Hindu New Year, and may the beautiful energy of this festival bring more joy and ease in your life. To know more about me, you can log on to my website www.unicorninsight.com. To know more about Access Consciousness, log on to www.accessconsciousness.com. I am a facilitator of Access Consciousness and I absolutely love my work, facilitating, creating magic all over. And if you would like to drop an email, you can write to me at inbox.unicorninsight@gmail.com. Ease, joy and glory to you. Sending lots and lots of magic your way. Thank you.